When the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. And the way you look tonight, yes, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Touches my foolish heart. Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
Good morning, Medford. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And you're listening to Mimi and Gracie.
This is All the Geets.
Welcome to our show. So, as you can kind of tell from our Frankie, we're going with kind of a jazz theme night tonight. So,
yes,
I'm very,
it's very exciting.
Yeah, I mean, like, I live for this stuff. So, like, very, very pumped. Yeah, so, anyway, how are you doing this morning, Gracie?
I'm tired. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, what happened?
I just always think that I can stay up later than I can. I was like, I don't need a nap tonight. Let me just read some Ruby Foot Jungle. But I was wrong.
This is just so wrong.
So wrong.
You're not as powerful as you think.
No?
Just kidding. What have you been... I mean, okay, we were like... What are you reading? Ruby Foot Jungle?
Yeah.
What was in there that we were like grossed out about earlier?
A potato bug.
Oh, yeah. Have... our listeners ever heard of a potato bug? Because it's possibly the most disgusting thing you have ever seen.
If you are listening, please Google it. And then I promptly apologize for making you look at it, but I think you need a visual. The first time I looked at it, I screamed.
So, just imagine literally screamed.
On a potato. Such a pure food item. Ruined, really.
Disgusting. So, I mean, I think that is one form of privilege that we don't often think about is... are you picking potato bugs off of potatoes?
Your life cannot be that bad if the answer is no. So,
all right. So up next, we have A Walk to Remember. And then after that, we're going to listen to some Duke Ellington, which is just quite the mix up. But we hope you enjoy.
Thank you. Volare. Oh, cantare. Oh, let's fly way up to the clouds, away from the maddening crowds. We can sing in the glow of a star that I know of, where lovers enjoy peace of mind. Let us leave the confusion and all this illusion behind. Just like birds of a feather, a rainbow together we'll find. Volare, oh, e cantare, oh, oh, oh. No wonder my happy heart sings, your love has given me wings. Penso che io sogno così non ritorni mai più. Mi dipinge con le mani e la faccia di blu. Poi d'improvviso tenido dal veretto rapito, e incominciavo a volare nel cielo infinito. Volare, oh, oh, e cantare, oh, 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 nel blu dipinto di blu. Che dici di stare lassù? E volavo, volavo, venice un'alte del sole con coro più su, mentre molto pian piano spariva lontano laggiù. Una musica dolce suonare soltanto per me. Your love has given me wings. Nel blu dipinto di blu, venite di stare lassù. Nel blu dipinto di blu.
Hello.
Hey, we're back. How are you?
I am okay.
Yeah. Okay, this is actually a fun fact about me. Did you know that I played jazz piano my freshman year of high school?
I mean,
I was terrible at it, which is why I only played it my freshman year of high school.
Right.
But it's good stuff, you know?
Uh-huh.
I think it's very impressive when people can play jazz piano.
Yeah, that makes me think of, did you ever see Whiplash?
Oh, I didn't.
Are you joking?
Yeah, remember we had this conversation?
I do not. You would love it, Mimi. It is about a jazz drummer.
Oh my gosh.
As I was creating the set list for this, this radio show.
Were you thinking of it?
I was thinking of Whiplash. And
wow.
I was like, wow, I want to be like him, like have his dedication.
Isn't it Miles Teller?
It is Miles Teller.
Okay, yeah. I want to see it now.
You should.
I think I'm going to watch it. I have so much work to do, but I will watch it this week sometime.
But just like
my mom's listening. I'm just going to do homework.
Mimi's a very good student.
I am.
In all seriousness.
No. But shout out to my mom for listening. Thanks for staying up. Anyway.
Mama Kim.
Yeah. This is fun. What are we going to listen to next?
We're going to switch it up a little bit.
Okay.
And we're going to try and make the vinyl work.
Okay.
So talk for a little bit.
Okay.
While I can see if I can make
See, this is like what separates us two is that you are actually like, I don't know. I could never figure out how to use that. This is impressive. You kind of look. Oh, there you go. It's spinning. There's a needle. Oh, here we go.
Okay, what?
Anyway. Did you add it onto the thing?
I think it's... I thought it... I don't know which one it is.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, everybody
listening. Tell everyone a good story, maybe.
Okay, what's a good story? You know...
Yikes.
I don't really have anything good off the top of my head. Well, okay, so, like, the thing about jazz band is, like, I was so bad that I tried my... But what I didn't practice during practice. What I really was practicing was trying to look like I was playing, but really just pressing down so softly on the keys that nobody could hear me. And the worst part was, like, when... Because, like, the thing about jazz is that there's, like, this occasional time where everyone just, like, stops, you know, because, like, it's on the beat. So it'll be like, but, and then, like, everything will stop and it'll be quiet. And, like, little me in the corner on the piano would just keep playing and not realize that, like, the break was happening because I just wasn't following the music. And that's when my cover was blown every time. Or when I had to have a solo. Those are the rough times.
Okay, well, I think I have figured it out.
Okay.
Thank you for that great story, Mimi.
You're welcome.
And here is some Ella.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. We'd like to do something for you now. We haven't heard a girl sing it. And since it's so popular, we'd like to try and do it for you. We hope we remember all the words. Oh, the shark has pearly teeth, dear. And he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has MacHeath, dear. And he keeps it out of sight. Oh, the shark bites with his teeth, dear. Scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's MacHeath, dear? So there's not a trace of red. Oh, Sunday morning, eyes and body oozing light. Some
Hello.
That was actually really nice.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely painful to have us attempt to make that happen. I'm not going to lie.
But just so well worth it. That was so nice. Oh my gosh.
I think it's like definitely obnoxious when people say this, but like some songs were meant to be listened to on final.
You know? Oh, completely. And that was so cool because like I've always heard that song sung by guys, and she like killed that. That was awesome.
I'm actually not sure if Ella Fitzgerald could sing a song badly. Like I think she's just like has one of the best voices.
She's literally like incredible. We're actually just looking at her biography. And, like, I don't know if you guys know this, but she, like, grew up very poor. And, like, one of her first jobs was that she had to, like, act as, like, a lookout for a brothel that, like, her family had to work for or something. It was crazy. She had this, like, insane childhood. And she, like, dropped out of school and went to, like, reform school and craziness.
I mean, she wasn't picking potato bugs off potatoes, but, like, it was one step above it. You know what I mean?
No, like, honestly, this is, like, a start from the bottom, now we hear kind of story. Right, yeah. So that's pretty cool. I'm all about that. That was awesome. We're now going to listen to Smile by Nat King Cole. I, like, really like this song because my mom used to sing it to me when I like went to bed. Yeah, it's like a very sweet like going to bed song, you know. But don't fall asleep, even though it's like 3:27 in the morning.
Yeah, everyone, if you're listening now, like you've committed.
Yeah.
Until 4.
Yeah, you
it's
can't.
It's the rule.
Okay, all right. So you're gonna listen to "Smile" by Nat King Cole.
She won the contest, but because of her tattered looks, she was denied the prize, paid appearance at the Apollo. Instead,
smile,
she returned to the streets.
Smile even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile through your fear and sorrow. Smile and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through for you. Light up your face with gladness. Hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile. The time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.
Thank you. kissing, hold me fast. The magic spell you cast. This is love, the iron rose. When you kiss me, heaven sighs. And though I close my eyes, I see love and rose. When you press me to your heart, and in a world apart, a world where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from above. Everyday void seems to turn into love song. Give your heart and soul to me, and life will always be love and rose.
That was Blue Skies by Art Tatum. Is he like not the most incredible pianist you've ever heard?
Pretty amazing.
No, like it's actually like mind blowing.
It was making me reminisce on my piano experience.
And how was that?
In elementary school, I could play pretty well with my right hand. My left hand was. It's
a tough one.
Shot.
Yeah. No, I feel like, you know, the right hand is quite, you know, it's a good talent. But if you can master the left hand,
right.
Wow, you are a pro.
I also can't do the, like, you know, like, pat my head, rub my stomach kind of thing. I have to do the same thing on both hands. It's not great for being a musical person, so.
Yeah. Luckily, you don't need that to be a poli-sci major, so yeah. There you go. Okay, so we have a PSA for you.
It is called Know Your Cell Phone Rights.
Okay.
Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights.
The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can readily be searched by anybody holding it. And a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So consider using a key code password and setting your phone's screen lock to lock very quickly when no one is using it, particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation.
While the police can't legally force you to unlock their phone, they can ask you to. And if they do that, you forfeited your rights. The correct answer to a cop's request to search you, your vehicle, or your phone is, "No, officer, I do not consent to a search. Thank you."
No, thank you. Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant. So think carefully about what's stored on your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data.
You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Freedom Foundation on the website at EFF.org. A public service message from the EFF and your freedom-loving friends here at WFFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Wow.
It's like a very heavy PSA.
That is really heavy. I feel like they're very intense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
what situation is this really applicable in? I don't know.
I mean, like, Gracie, maybe you should be more private about your password. Like,
I will give it. It's 9697, guys.
Oh my gosh. I mean, like, last time you gave me your phone, you came back and I was on both your lock screen and your home screen.
Yeah, so that
still
is true.
Am.
That is true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So actually, I changed it. It's 1234. Nobody got me.
Still. Okay.
What do we have up next?
We have I'm Beginning to See the Light.
Nice.
I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. Used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark that's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark that's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw the rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. I'm beginning to see the light. I'm beginning to see the light. I'm beginning to see the light.
I got rhythm, I got music, I got my man, who could ask for anything more? I got daisies in green pastures, I got my man, who could ask for anything more? Old man Trouble, I don't mind him, you won't find him round my door. I got starlight, I got sweet dreams, I got my man, who could ask for anything more? Who could ask for anything more? Days can be sunny with never a sigh, don't need what money can buy. Birds in the tree sing their day full of song, why shouldn't we sing along? I'm chipper all the day, happy with my lot. How do I get that way? Look at what I've got. I got rhythm, and I've got music. I got my man, who could ask for anything more? I've got daisies, but they're in green pastures. I got my man, who could ask for anything more? Old man Trouble, shucks, I don't mind him. You'll never find him round my door. I got starlight, and do I have sweet dreams? I got my man, who could ask for anything more? In fact, who wants anything more? Wa-da-da-da-da-da-da. Wa-da-da-da-da-da-da. Wa-da-da-da. Wa-da-da-da. Wa-da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, but da da da, but da da da, but da da da, but da 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 da. I'm saying I got rhythm, I got music, I got my man, who could ask for anything more? Lord, I got daisies and they're in green pastures. I got my man, who could ask for anything more? Old man Trouble, I don't mind him, you won't find him round my door. I got starlight and I have sweet dreams. I got my man, who could ask for anything more? Who could ask for anything more?
Okay, so that was I Got Rhythm by George and Ira Gershwin.
Wow.
So I wanted to, since it's officially Tuesday, acknowledge a very special day tomorrow. It is Thomas Jefferson's birthday. So shout out to the big guy upstairs.
Wow. And
also, also Mimi Kim's birthday.
And also Gracie Kaniger's father's birthday. So that's another thing.
Michael Kaniger, if you listen to this, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Michael Kaniger.
Mimi, what are we doing for your birthday?
We're doing some exciting things. I'm not sure if I want my parents to find out over the radio.
Okay, then we are going to dinner. So
there you go. No, I will call you guys later. Don't worry. This isn't like I'm hiding life from you. I just wanted to tell you in person. Anyway, I'm very excited. This is like a big deal because I'm turning 18. And it's been a long time coming. Lots of child jokes that have been made throughout college that I'm ready to put behind me.
It's weird becoming an adult. Like, you think it's going to be exciting, and you're just kind of like, oh, I can go to jail now. And I have the responsibility of voting and a lot of things. It's a lot of heavy stuff.
It's just like every time I go on DisneyChannel.com, I still have to like call my parents every time to ask for their permission. So like, this is pretty exciting.
You're right. It's not all bad.
Yeah.
It's not all bad.
Not all bad at all. Yep. Like, you know, that's pretty exciting. I could buy things off TV.
Ooh, infomercials just became so much more exciting.
So much more exciting. Like how cool were ShamWows before, and then look how cool ShamWows are now.
Right.
True story, my mom actually buys ShamWows.
No.
Swears by them.
Are they good?
Okay. Sorry, Mama. No, actually, they are pretty good. She, like, cuts them up. Very efficient use of them. And they, like, soak up. It's very impressive.
Well, I've been 18 for a while, so I might buy one today.
Yeah, I might just sell, you know, everybody some ShamWows today. Yeah, anyway, I was like looking at exciting things that have happened today in history. Did you know there's a couple cool things? That in 1961, Yuri Gagarin became the first person to orbit the Earth on this day.
Really?
Yeah. That's Isn't exciting. He the guy that said, like, I looked up and, like, I didn't see God or whatever?
I know. It wasn't that quote, but I know what you're talking about. It was, like, very close.
I was close enough, you know. It's all good.
You got the gist of it.
Yeah. It's okay. You know, not a great quote, so, you know, I'm just going to let that be out there. And I'm sure it translates roughly like that from Russian to English.
Right.
So there you go. All right, so up next we have some more Gershwin, a Count Basie, and then we're going to come back to you and check up on how y'all are doing. All right, this is Rhapsody in Blue.
Hello.
Hey.
So we still have a little bit going on in the background, but we wanted to do our Kanye tweet.
Yep.
So it was not a great week for Kanye. I mean, it was a great week for Kanye, but not in a Twitter sense.
I think like great week because like apparently Life of Pablo was the number one album in the world, which is just quite a big deal.
Uh-huh.
But not a great Twitter week. I mean, this is pretty exciting, but not entertaining.
Right.
He said, I'm so happy